massive aerial bombardment.
The more the merrier in terms of concentrated firepower, so that the wall be shorter.
Who gave him the chemical weapons?
Military machines.
The West seems to be a divergence between what the UN appears to be saying on paper and what the Allies are now saying in one form or another in reality.
Security can scarcely be restored to this area with anything like the Iraqi war machine in the condition we saw it in the last few days.
Except if he withdraws from Kuwait and then says, I've withdrawn, that's it, you've done what you wanted, I'm out.
I think that option has now virtually been exhausted.
Our goal remains the same, to liberate Kuwait.
This man has to comply with these resolutions without equivocation.
MPs won't be able to vote for an amendment supporting a ceasefire.
Direct hit on two blocks of flats in Baghdad.
Says most of the civilian damage has been caused by Iraq's own air defense missiles, which went astray.
Television has done a beautiful job of demonstration of the high tech the Arabs will be buying in the next few years.
As if incredibly accurate bombs and missiles don't do the same things to human beings as old fashioned ones.
And F-16s have taken off with full weapons loads.
At the rate of one every 90 seconds.
I think it's really going well.
If I had to say something bad, I'd say I wish the weather'd be a little bit nicer right now.
52s had already begun to bomb well-protected positions of the
against Republican Guard are being stepped up. 3,000 Allied soldiers
as far as we can.
B-52 bombers dropped their bombs 30 tons at a time in a 3-mile-long strip.
The effect of this on the Iraqi army is difficult to determine.
The Allies are anxious. No one should be under the illusion that this will be an easy war to win.
They kept talking about the elite Republican Guard in these hushed tones, like these guys were the bogeyman or something.
Yeah, we're doing well now, but we have yet to face the elite Republican Guard.
Like these guys were 12 feet tall desert warriors.
Yeah, well, after 2 months of continuous carpet bombing and not one reaction at all from them, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite as we may have led you to believe. And after another month of bombing, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there.
Isn't in some respects the right of people to demonstrate in this way the right that they're fighting for in the Gulf?
Well, certainly not. That's a very confused statement of people's rights. They take the time of the police, the so-called demonstrators, and I don't think that people should feel the need to do this because it is not gaining any political advantage at any time. It is causing a great deal of inconvenience, and it's a pointless act of selfishness.
What is needed now is a clear lead to the nation in prayer.
B-52 bombers will launch raids against Iraq from Fairford in Gloucestershire because Middle East bases are too crowded.
The Allied planes are returning time and time again, selecting new targets and finishing off old ones.
2,600 sorties to
American B-52 targeting areas just 5 miles from the heart of the city, destroying the main power station.
You're not seriously suggesting that such a building would be targeted. I mean, that really is fine to say.
The attacks are having a devastating effect. Day by day, more and more of Baghdad's infrastructure is being reduced to rubble. Target.
It was a petrochemical plant. Power stations and energy producing facilities are being steadily obliterated.
My SENTAF commander has now claimed air supremacy.
They are using high-altitude bombing, and most of the civilians are paying the price.
Maybe some of the bombs which hadn't
been targeting innocent civilians. We're not going to go in there and kill a lot of civilians.
The officials in the Western government are not telling the
truth. Every night since the war began, Baghdad has been attacked at least once, and sometimes as many as 4 times.
We also attacked power plants. One fourth of Iraq's electrical generating facilities are completely inoperative, and another 50% suffer degraded operation.
Prime Minister John Major has rejected calls for negotiations.
We have deliberately cut off from
regular food and water supplies as the Allied bombing began in mid-January.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
Hydroelectric installation in Iraq being bombed by the Americans.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
A factory producing milk for children, that was also attacked.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
The Allies are including a number of food storage and processing plants in their strategic objectives. Inside a destroyed flour mill outside Baghdad, the ruins of a potato warehouse.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
Allied strike planes have hit oil pumping stations.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
More than a third of Iraq's communications network has gone.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
The Allied determination to destroy Iraq's refining capacity.
4,000 sorties.
All nuclear reactors have been
Gulf from attacks on offshore platforms could be 8 times that scope from the Exxon Valdez.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
In the city center, the sound was deafening. Two bridges across the Tigris took direct hit.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
The impact on civilians caught by the bombing is all too evident.
I am annoyed at the propaganda coming out of Baghdad about targeting civilians. This has been fantastically accurate.
Iraq's infrastructure has been bombed again and again.
We're doing our best to abide by the Geneva Convention.
57,000 sorties.
The Sportstaff has accepted that Allied bombing may be causing civilian casualties.
This has to be convinced of Abd al-Bab, so I'm wrong.
Absolute precision is impossible to achieve.
They can now move on.
Allied air sorties reaching 59,000.
Without power and fuel, life-saving incubators are useless.
Nor do we seek to punish the Iraqi people for the decisions and policies of their leaders.
That could be falling into some civilian areas of Basra.
The Allied strategy to bombard and cripple the nation is close to completion.
I'm now going to show you a picture of the luckiest man in Iraq. Keep your eye on the crosshairs. Right there. Right through the crosshairs. And now in his rearview mirror.
By the Allies to the press.
Government leaders around the world are following the course of the war on television.
Where does the news come from?
The pool system here is being manipulated and deliberately misused by the military authorities to stifle information.
Operational facts have been omitted for reasons of military security,
subject to clearance by the military authorities.
Correspondents